I don't know, maybe most of you know by now, I was going to mention it earlier, a lot of pastors, friends, different people, church people that had an influence on my life. One of them was Dr. Charles Stanley. I don't know if you know, he went home to be with the Lord, maybe last week, week before, I don't remember, but he was he was what they call him in our society today, an influencer. He was a great, great man of God. Those of you who did was to the sunrise service, I gave the meat or the dessert before the meat, and I want to do that today a little bit. There's a place in Branson that serves dessert first, so I want to give you some dessert before I read the scripture. And I am not going to practice any heresy, but I want to give you something to think about. A couple of people that I dearly love in ministry, and one of them is Christina Butcher. She wrote a book called The Road to Emmaus. Not The Walk to Emmaus, but The Road to Emmaus. And Dr. Leonard Sweet, United Methodist pastor and seminary professor, and Frank Viola wrote a book called Jesus Speaks. Now, we're going to look at Luke 24, but they took something, a different approach in their research and what they were doing that I never heard before. I never thought much about it, because I've read that scripture in Luke 24 I don't know how many times. People that write books sometimes will argue their point in their book, and Dr. Sweet, in his book, argues that the two disciples that was on the road to Emmaus are most likely, and this is the most likely thing, Jesus' aunt and uncle, Cleopas and Mary, who had been in Jerusalem and were returning home together. Now, he goes on to say it was because they invited Jesus into their mutual home, and because the second disciple is named in Scripture, it's likely that this couple was married. Now, Christina Butcher supports this idea as well as her article. And Sweet describes the moment when Jesus broke bread and turns his wrist towards them. Now, we know for a fact that Jesus was not crucified through the palms, because if they were, the weight of the body would have. He was crucified through the wrist. That's what, while they were able to hold the body up on the cross. When Jesus breaks bread with those two disciples, he turns his wrist towards them to present it. And they say, at that moment, when the two see these wounds, Jesus disappears. The encounter is complete. He is revealed resurrected, in body, broken yet living, dead yet alive. He is revealed resurrection in body, living, dead but alive. They go on to say that this beauty of this encounter is that the metaphor of brokenness corresponds with the revealing of the wounds and his paradoxical presence. Jesus is touchable and real, and yet he appears and disappears within rooms among people as well. Never hear ghost stories? There's a lot of them in this book. We'll look at those a little bit closer, but I wanted to give that because it's something that I never paid attention to or never even heard anybody preach about Cleopas and the other disciple, who they were. Makes sense. I'm not saying that it's accurate, but they do a pretty good job on researching their stuff. And